Asian Voice News, the Global Link.
The Road Development Agency, RDA, says 10-mile stretch of the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway to be open to traffic within 7 days. Government reminded to complete 2025 health worker recruitment, and 50 children escape after mass school abduction in Nigeria. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Road Development Agency, RDA, says a 6 miles to 10 miles stretch of the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway road will be open to traffic within the next 7 days, a development expected to ease the heavy congestion motorists have endured in recent months. RDA board chairperson Eugene Hazele says the stretch will only be opened once the project receives at least 3 to 4 days of uninterrupted clear weather. Speaking during a media briefing this morning on the agency's 2025 performance, engineer Hazele also revealed that the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway has reached nearly 60% completion, marking it one of the most advanced public-private partnerships, PPP road projects currently under implementation. He explained that 45 kilometers of the road are already operational under maintenance arrangements. 2025 has been a year of solid progress for the agency, and RDA has continued to deliver key projects aimed at improving safety, enhancing connectivity, and supporting national economic growth, said engineer Hazele. He further outlined several PPP projects underway across the country, including the Ndola Sakanya Road, rehabilitation of Mofilira access roads, and various border infrastructure upgrades.
We are planning to open that road in the next 7 days, meaning the weather permitting, we're looking to, if we can get 3 or 4 days of clear weather, we should be able to open that road up to 10 miles, meaning that the congestion is going to end. So our plan, Superintendent, is that within the next 7 days, that station will be open and there will be no more congestion. So that would actually be very good. Another PPP we are doing is in Ndola Sakanya Mofilira Road and the border infrastructure. On this project, the scope includes construction Sakanya border post, reconstruction the Ndola Sakanya Road.
Opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to take action against rising political violence, saying the country has moved beyond the point of speeches and assurances. President Hichilema is this Tuesday, tomorrow, expected to hold a press conference at State House on political violence, among other issues. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba stressed that political violence requires practical intervention from the head of state. The issue of violence is not rhetoric, it requires action, said Mr. Sinkamba. He also said that it was important for the president to address concerns involving ruling party supporters and ensure that cadres understand the consequences and dangers of engaging in violence. Mr. Sinkamba has further urged the president to use his leadership to set a tone of discipline within the ruling party, warning that failure to act could lead to escalation of tensions ahead of future political activities.
To stop it, there is need for action, not talking. It's not about rhetoric, it's about action. What action is being taken to demonstrate to his cadres that it's wrong to be violent? Provided he doesn't take action, he continues that talking, nothing is going to change. So from our end, on the issue of violence, we think it's beyond the rhetoric. It requires action. And that action, it is him to take that action to deal with it.
Meanwhile, Patriotic Front PF Deputy Secretary General for Administration, Celestine Mukandila, has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to expel Wengwa Member of Parliament, Kasautu Michelo, for publicly declaring that cadres were back in the political space. Mr. Mukandila has described the statement as one of the contributing factors to the recent political violence witnessed in some parts of the country. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mukandila said it was unfair for the Wengwa lawmaker to make such pronouncements without any action taken by the president. As the president addresses the nation tomorrow on political violence, They must first explore the Wengwa lawmaker who made these pronouncements, said Mr. Mkandila. He further argued that it will be difficult to tackle political violence when perpetrators and sponsors are not held accountable.
Affirmative action in the sense that I expect the president to begin with ensuring that he expels the Wengwa member of parliament for having made a statement that proposed violence. And after that statement was done, we have seen spits of violence being occurred or perpetrated by the UPND. I'm expecting affirmative action by the president and indicating to the nation that he has withdrawn Bill 7. I'm expecting affirmative action by the president to ensure that he brings to book by way of firing those that are pushing for violence to be occasioned.
The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has reminded the Minister of Health and the Civil Service Commission to urgently expedite and conclude the recruitment of 2,500 health workers allocated for 2025. Organization Director General Quince Mwabo says with the year drawing to a close, it is critical that this process is finalized swiftly so that no personnel can report for duty at the start of January 2026. Dr. Mwabo said that despite government's efforts in recruiting health workers annually, Zambia still faces a severe shortage of health professionals, particularly medical doctors. This shortage places immense strain on health facilities and limits access to quality care for citizens. While addressing this gap is urgent if the health system is to remain responsive and effective, said Dr. Mwabu. He has therefore urged the government to prioritize the immediate deployment of the remaining doctors in the national database, whose engagement is long overdue. Dr. Mwabu has further called on government to ensure that the entire recruitment process is completed before the end of 2025, allowing all successful candidates to report for duty by January 2026. He said that the organization remains confident that swift, transparent and coordinated action by the Minister of Health and relevant authorities will significantly reinforce the health sector and strengthen public confidence in the nation's capacity to deliver quality healthcare services. We now join Chelasi Luamba with the latest on the money markets.
It is a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station, Mind Update for you. Last Monday, month of November, I stayed on the currency market where the Kwacha, my prediction of Friday was very right. They just had to hit it. At last, the central bank moved in. The Kwacha has appreciated yet again, away from the 23.49 we saw. And of course, the bank of 23.10, the banks are just easing off their pressure on the Kwacha in terms of their trades. It's come down to 22.7 buying and selling at 23.25. Can you imagine that was a buy rate by Sunday back in the morning? But just going down on that. International market 1.515 rather is the euro, and I do have a 1.3 for you. That is the pound, 7.1 Chinese one. Those going to China, 89.2 for that Indian rupee. In case you are driving a Japanese car, it's 1566.72 against Japanese yen, 13.32. A very strong South African rand amidst all the trouble and the fracas on South Africa and, of course, the U.S. issues. And I that is for you in terms of copper, the $10,750, the 10.1570 nickel, 4073.44 gold lovers. That is an ounce. And I tend to the soya beans where it's trading international market on 1120 per ton, 5042. Surprising enough, the cocoa prices come down with the midst of course, we are in Christmas where cocoa, chocolate, and all that goes. And vis a vis 435, that is corn for you. We price on $534 a ton. And those are I believe driving, I give the new 57.52, that is jet fuel, flying rather, 62.02, that is say Brent crude oil driving. And international markets, stock markets, 9555.10 FTSE 100 2532 38.08. That's our very only stock exchange and banging on the shares. I'm looking at Airtel. They paid almost 1.4 million Kwacha on a Friday. And Airtel shares are 137.69 per share. Dow Jones 46 245.41. I'm happy Kwacha.